USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heading up a congressional delegation to the southern border today as the spike in illegal immigration continues. The California Republican speaking just outside of El Paso, Texas.
The sad part about all of this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
The White House saying FEMA has arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border to help shelter illegal immigrant children. No flights are coming in or going out at the Denver International Airport at the moment. Runways will remain closed until 2 o'clock Mountain Time following a massive snowstorm over the weekend. The area saw just over 27 inches of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The confirmation hearings for President Biden's cabinet continues.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. From the West Coast, the USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's still no official date for President Joe Biden to give his first address to a joint session of Congress. That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Asked if there'd been an update since Congress passed Biden's COVID-19 relief package, Pelosi telling reporters on Capitol Hill, "We'll see." Pelosi adding that there's no official date set as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says ruthless criminal cartels from around the world are expediting the surge of immigration at the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Cornyn saying on Fox News it's not just illegal immigrants from Mexico and Central America making their way into the United States.
Well, they are literally coming from all over the world. What people need to understand is these are criminal organizations, and they trade in things that make them money, whether it's trafficking and sex, women and children for sex, whether it's drugs, illegal drugs like the 70, which killed 70,000 Americans just in the last couple of years on an annual basis. And, of course, the people who want to come from Central America and Mexico. These criminal organizations have networks all around the world, and it's just a matter of price. If you want to come from Mexico, it's one price, about $3,000 to $4,000. If you want to come from a little farther away, like Central America, there's a premium paid for that. If you want to come from Europe or the Middle East and many countries of special interest and concern to the United States government, if you pay the price, $15,000 or so, maybe more, then you can make it through these criminal networks. So this is not just people fleeing poverty or violence in Central America. These are people literally coming from all around the world, and we don't know who they are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.